We're joined by Bill Flores. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you today?
Excellent. Thanks for kind of, I know we had to shift the schedule because of a Wednesday conflict, and so Friday is not our normal time, but we're glad you were able to make time for us this morning. Hey, let's talk first, not necessarily about good news, and that's the unemployment rate. I see that the numbers have come out, and that doesn't necessarily look too good right now.
Well, it was very disappointing. The initial jobless number came out yesterday at 474,000, which was much higher than most economists were expecting. And it seems to me like it's due to a couple of things, rising energy prices. And the second thing is that we've got a regulatory scheme coming out of Washington, particularly over at the EPA, that is just killing job growth.
Now, and while you talk about energy, let's yesterday, oil went down 9% or about $9 a barrel. Now, obviously, we won't see that change downward in the pumps for at least a couple of weeks, but what's your view, especially with a background in the oil industry, with that drop?
Well, there were a combination of factors that came together and drove all commodity prices down, not just oil. And the background behind that is that when the jobs number came out, it scared the market, the financial markets. And so people began to think that economic expansion wasn't nearly as robust as what they had hoped. And as a result, they thought that demand for commodities would go down, and so it drove the price of commodities down.
Now, a story that came out, I guess, 2 days ago, maybe yesterday, that the administration is looking at the idea of maybe one of the ways that people need to be taxed would be according to the mileage that they drive.
Well, I know that all of us in Texas would just love to have a tax like that, and you have to have the word "not" behind that and with exclamation points.
Sure.
It just shows how out of touch the folks at the administration are. They just don't understand how the real-world economy works, and they think that a new tax scheme is a solution to every ill, when really what we need to do is we need to be running the government much more efficiently, and to be cutting our spending in areas where we don't need to be spending, and then reprogram that money in better places like our roads.
Bill Flores joining us this morning from In the District. Yesterday, I guess on a good note, the House passed by a vote of 266 to 149, the first of three bills that'll speed up a little offshore oil and gas production, and I know that's something that you had spoken to earlier this week.
Yes, it is. We passed H.R. 1230 yesterday, which is the first of three bills that we're going to be voting on over the next 5 days or so that are aimed at the first small steps to try to get gasoline prices under control. This bill essentially revises the lease sales that we're going to have and force the president to reschedule all the lease sales that he canceled. And it should have an impact on oil and gasoline prices within the next 12 to 24 months.
And I guess that's the fastest fix we can really ask for.
It is. There are some other things we could do, too. But unfortunately, given the what this administration has done to the energy business, it's going to be 12 to 24 months before we get to see any relief. Now, the only thing that could cause gasoline prices to go down in the near term is weakness in our economy. And, of course, we don't want that. But unfortunately, high gasoline prices automatically bring that.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. One of the bright stars in Congress, obviously, has been Paul Ryan. He has been front and center on the idea of a remake of Medicare. Hearing now that that probably is not going to happen, David Camp said yesterday that's something that he really can't support. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, we've got to fix Medicare. If you look at all the problems that we have with the federal budget, Medicare is the giant gaping wound that's bleeding us to death at an incredible rate, and we've got to address it. What we put together in the House budget, which is commonly called the Ryan budget, had a common sense fix for it that protected not only today's seniors or those close to retirement, but it protected younger participants, younger future participants in Medicare. We really do need to look at this.
Problem, I guess, is David Camp. He's the chairman of House Ways and Means, said he just doesn't see that it can be signed into a law. So I guess he's basically sending the signal it's just not going to happen right now.
Well, I think that's essentially what it is. I mean, there are a lot of provisions in the Ryan budget or the House budget which will not ever make it past the Senate or make it past the White House based on the present occupants in each of those bodies. So I would like to go ahead and get it queued up and get ready to go so that after 2012, if we have a, a different Senate and a different president, that we can hurry and get them into the pipeline.
Apparently, the Obama administration, again, taking a look at changing the immigration laws. I know he met with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. You're a member. Were you at that meeting this week?
No, I wasn't. It was interesting. I didn't get invited to that meeting. So.
What's that about?
Well, I'm not sure. It could be a couple of things. One, that I'm on the opposite side of the aisle from the president's party. The other thing could be that the president has shown his utter disdain for Texas.
Right. And with that in mind, you know, more than 2 million acres of Texas land has been burned through wildfires, and we get no word of any kind of federal relief.
Well, we got word. We got word that we were not going to get any federal relief, and I got the FEMA letter a couple of days ago, and we on the Texas GOP delegation has already caucused, and we are planning to go back and put pressure onto the administration about this. We are clearly deserving of FEMA relief as a state because of the disaster we have, and we're going to a couple of things are going to happen. One is we're going to continue to pressure the White House through the public relations arena, and the second thing is we've asked Darrell Issa and his oversight committee to haul FEMA and have some hearings about the arbitrary nature of this decision. It reminds me a lot of the space shuttle decision we just had a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Okay, let's talk about Osama bin Laden. Obviously, the death, and that has sent shockwaves all around the world, but would like to officially get Bill Flores' thoughts on that.
Well, I thought it was an exceptionally good news, and it's interesting. We had been invited to a CIA classified briefing for freshmen this past Monday. A couple of weeks ago, we were asked to go to that. We got to go to it. Of course, all the topic of conversation with Director Panetta had to do with the Osama operation. And while I can't reveal what we learned, all I can tell you is that we should be very, very proud of our intelligence services and of our military men and women. And we should also be happy for what George Bush did to us in terms of Guantanamo and other operations to find and get information from terrorists.
And with that in mind, obviously, from the time the event happened, the United States had to steel itself in some areas around the world to make sure that security was ramped up. Have you felt anything different in D.C.?
Yes, it was amazing. The very next morning when I got to D.C., the Capitol Police presence had been augmented by the D.C. Metropolitan Police presence, and we probably had three times as many officers on the Capitol Complex grounds as we usually have.
Pakistan, according to Reuters, Pakistan's gotten $20 billion in U.S. aid since 9/11 of 01. What is your thought as far as funding for Pakistan, support for Pakistan, in light of the fact that bin Laden was found there?
Well, Pakistan is both our friend and not our friend, and it's one of those love-hate relationships. I mean, we some of us have family members that fall in that same category, where you can't do without them, but you can't live with them, can't live without them. Pakistan is kind of like that. If we were to abandon Pakistan, it would cause some serious instability in an already unstable part of the world. Believe it or not, Pakistan does help us in that area. At the same time, they're trying to play the other side of the fence. I guess the bottom line is, I would be reluctant to just cut off Pakistan and not continue to work with them on the global war against terrorism.
What orders of business between now and when we speak again next week?
Well, we're going to consider H.R. 1229 and H.R. 1231, which are the second and third bills in this series of bills related to energy. Also, the House, under Whip McCarthy, has formed the House Energy Action Team, or HEAT for short. There are three Texas members that are part of that team, Michael Conaway from Midland, Pete Olson from Sugarland, and me. And you're going to see us come out with a comprehensive solution to America's energy issues.
Good. Relief at the pump's what we're all looking for, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website today at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Bill.
Great to talk to you, Scott. Remember, pray for our country and our troops.
Thanks.